save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9. Bali tour guide and Australian Survivor All-Star, if there's one man to lead us safely through the murky, treacherous jungles of love, it's gotta be Lachie Gilbert.
The Bachelor kicks off tonight, 7:30 on 10. Lachie's with us now. Good to catch up with you, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, well, thank you. Now excited for the launch?
Very excited. A little bit nervous, but ready for the journey.
Now, one thing I do, Lachie, when we talk to reality TV stars, obviously, there's a lot of headlines that get brought up, right? And I like to give people the opportunity to clear some up. Now, one that I've read this morning is about your ex-girlfriend, Jordan, who's come out warning that you're only on the show for the publicity of your company.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, your life's going to be pretty public after it, but I haven't spoke to her in a while, but she's going to say what she says, and I just wish her all the best. Like, okay. Hopefully she's happy with her new love she's found on a reality show as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you think she's doing this for clout herself?
I have no idea. I can't say what she's doing.
You know what? Move on.
What is your business anyway?
She's in the... what is your company?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you did Love Island. Like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, no, mine was serious question. What's your company?
Oh, my company in Bali is Adventure Company, Four Elements Adventure.
Ah, nice.
What do you do?
Oh, awesome.
With mountain biking, camping, hiking, scuba diving, paragliding.
Oh, how's it going at the... I mean, obviously at the moment with COVID, it's not going too well, or is there still tourists
over
there?
Yeah, we're obviously just doing local tourists and expats over there because COVID... shut us down pretty hard, but hopefully when it opens up, we'll be raring to go.
Yeah, sweet.
Mate, with The Bachelor, is there a love den this year? Do you get, like, is there a separate part of the house where you can have some alone time?
Mm.
And what's your ploy with it?
No, there's no little back room or secret rendezvous. It's pretty well close, like, monitored. You can't run away with each other.
Mm, okay. What are some of the rules that they give you when you know, entering this?
Not really anything. Just don't get too handsy.
Oh, okay.
Don't get too handsy on a show where you're meant to find love.
Just get tonguey.
Just kisses and that's fine. Like, they don't want to go too crazy.
And is that the sort of thing that they tell the bevy of women who are there for your heart as well? You're not allowed to get too handsy with The Bachelor?
I'm not actually sure. I couldn't tell you.
You know, you have an out there. You know those awkward conversations that you see when they're on the couch and stuff? Yeah. They're like, why don't you love me? You could just turn around and say to them, look, I've been told not to
it's
get too
producer.
Handsy. It's the producer.
Yeah, I could have used that advice at the start, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, mate, Jules, what's that reality, the TV show I like on
Stan?
Behind the scenes of A Bachelor?
Oh, Unreal.
Unreal. Any good-looking producers, Lachie?
I did hear about that show and everything, but, I mean... I had so many beautiful girls to choose from. Like, I wasn't looking anywhere else.
Not none at all.
Okay. Hey, you've got some beautiful girls to choose from.
I just want to clarify, it's a love show. Who knows where your heart ends up sometimes, and it might be with the producer's hand.
I mean, my producer was Steve, and he's an absolute legend. He's the closest person I have, but no, there's just a really good friendship.
Well, mate, Steve Hunt.
Yeah. No, I'm down if you're down.
Steve is an absolute catch.
Okay.
Wouldn't hold it against you, mate. Whatever you do is up to you. Now, the actual season itself, like, what are we in for here? Does it go fairly smoothly for you, or are there some absolute crackers that happen along the way?
I mean, well, COVID is one of them, but other than that, like, there's romance, adventure... A little bit of nudity from me.
Oh, yeah.
Me making a fool of myself. Like, it's got plenty in the season.
You mentioned COVID, like, you know, obviously COVID must hit while you're filming then. Like, do we get to see all of the fallout from that? And is there a moment where you're not allowed to go anywhere near the women and all that?
Yeah, we get pretty nearly halfway through and we get shut down. The pandemic hits and we all get sent home.
Okay.
So I was lucky enough to talk to the girls over chat and video chat, which was great because that was a normal relationship. We just got to talk about normal things. But then we got to do some Zoom dates, which were very fun.
Mm-hmm.
As as awkward as you think they would be, they're actually really good. But then we got back into the mansion and all the kissing and cuddling started up again.
Hello. No social distancing okay. then.
Bam, bam. Now, you mentioned nudity. How much nudity are we talking?
Well, you can't get any more than... I got completely butt naked on Survivor, so it can't be anything worse than that.
Okay, well, yeah, true.
Yeah, nice. Mm. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. and what episode does that happen?
And what time?
Episode four at 36 minutes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Look forward to it.
Lockie, mate. The new season of The Bachelor kicks off tonight at 7:30 on 10. Thanks for joining us. All the best to you.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Locke. See ya.
See ya.
Bye. Save your
toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.